Nation.
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? Yes, it's 8 minutes past the hour 10, and it's a beautiful Tuesday. Yeah, the date is 6th of the month of December. I want to ask, who is in charge of putting on the switch of Harmattan? Why is there no Harmattan? I hate diligence, people that don't do their work well. By this time, there should be Harmattan. So how do you know Christmas without Harmattan? So please, Ministry of Interior, please look into this. We should have Harmattan with Christmas. It's just 19 days to Christmas and there's no Harmattan. No Harmattan. Please, I want to beg you, if you don't know how to appoint a minister or a commissioner, let them know what to do. Please, by this time, put on the Harmattan. Thank you, Jerry. Welcome to the show. My name is Stretch, and with me is Marianne Duke Ocon. And together, we're going to be taking you to the next 2 hours of your morning. We simply don't know what else to call the name of the show. That's why we went ahead and said it is called What's Up, Lagos? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up, Lagos? See, let me tell you something. Some people, if you like, you strong your face, it doesn't affect us. You strong your face, it doesn't change the situation of life and times. Yeah? Today is a day to be, good day to be alive, great day to be alive. And we're going to be cruising in grand style this lovely morning. Welcome to the show. Keep it locked right here. This station is where you get the very best of conversations. Believe me. And 10 to 12, what happens to you here? You don't want to miss any single time. All right, we'll get on the show this morning. What do we do? How do we start the show? We'll start with a part of the show that we call Sound Off. What is Sound Off? Where we talk about things that you would want to talk about. Yes, things that you think of, things that you want to just put in perspective, but you don't have the opportunity to talk about it in your home, your cars and all. And we bring it to the radio and we spread it to the rest of the world. All right, going to be doing that in a bit. And after that, we will be musing. Yes, those soft topics, things you say, okay, I never thought of this. Yes, of course. All right, it's going to be coming up here today also. And we're not leaving you till 12 noon. Believe that. All right, we'll be back for Sound Off. Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogun magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date. All right, 11 minutes past hour 10, and this is Sound Off this lovely morning. Well, I don't think anybody should be talking about anything else. Running campaigns, going to TBS, launching Women Wing, Man Wing, traveling outside the country, doing town hall meeting, without talking about this incessant, this unbearable, this terrible fuel situation. I don't think anybody should be doing anything else in Nigeria right now. This is an emergency. But we're looking at it and people are doing things. Everything is going on as if things are normal. I saw more than 200 buses yesterday gathered at a certain place in the city of Lagos because of one campaign leg or the other. All those buses were fueled. I don't think we should be looking at anything else. It is an act of irresponsibility to ignore such a huge thing and you're moving as if things are normal. And you, they've one cap for you and one t-shirt for you. I want to ask you this question in French. You, Chris, are you all right? No, are you really cool that you will be there and they will wear t-shirt for you? They will buy petrol inside the bus for you to drive. You enter inside, but they will give you flag. You'll be waving flag. Petrol is 240, 250, 260, 300 and something. It's been more than a month. And we're still having rallies. And you're still wearing uniform and chanting and shouting. You're an embarrassment to yourself and your generation, whoever you are. You're thinking of going to launch this, launch that. You are talking about somebody was on TV. Somebody didn't come on one time or one. This person went. Are you okay? Are you really okay? Are you fine? And I'm not talking about the leadership right now. I've left the leadership. You can't take your children to school. They are picking days. School buses are saying, we're not going again because there is no fuel. If you want your child to come to school, bring your child. If you want to use horse or camel, bring your child to school. And it is that bad. And yet, the discussions out there are, who is this person? He went to this social media. You guys are, I'm seeing them. Oh, they're doing memes. We are the problem. Nigerians, we are the problem. Yes, you see many, you are carrying flag. You are running, you are going to, I'm not saying you should not follow your party or whatever, but at least think. When you are leaving your house, what do you tell your child? Where do you say you are going to? What did you tell your wife? You wife, what did you tell your husband? Husband and wife that are involved wearing uniform, where were you going to? This is a terrible situation. We should say no at least. We should say sort this out at least. We want to buy the fuel. Yes, we do. Where is it? There's no light in your home. You woke up sweating like somebody that they swore for. But tomorrow, you will wake up and go and do the same thing. Elections are coming. But yet, before that time, this is the time that they even do the best for you. They should do the best for you right now. But nobody cares about you. You know why? Because you don't care about yourself. You don't care about you. So the day you start caring about yourself, you start thinking about your children, your grandchildren, your unborn children, that is the day this country will get better. Otherwise, they will keep on doing the same thing to you and me, and they will get away with it. 260 naira per liter in a petrol station. 400 naira by the roadside. Some of them add water to it. And you are buying. And you are wearing t-shirts. And you are discussing, somebody went to this house to talk. He shouldn't have said this. They went for town hall meeting. Nigerians, what is wrong with us? Is it in the air? It's annoying right now. So I'm not talking about them. They will do what they will do. A politician should be a politician. He wants your votes. He wants to get your votes. He, even if he doesn't care. But what about you? What about you? You are preparing for something this morning. Think about yourself. Think about your generation. If you don't have the mind, the brain, go to Ladipo. There's second hand. That is Sound Off.
Energy.
Oh. Goodbye. That was a lovely show. Take care.
Good night. Thanks for coming.
Welcome, welcome, welcome once again. Yes, she's here. Tell them now.
My dear.
Tell them.
The queues are unending. The most heartbreaking part is people who are in need of public transportation who are stuck.
Yes.
You see them at every bus stop. So these are people who have to be at their jobs, maybe 8 a.m.,
yes.
9 a.m. They're still at the bus stops because no public transport,
nothing.
No fuel.
Nothing.
And they still have to pay double or sometimes triple the amount,
yes,
to get to where they used to go to. And guess what? Their salaries have not been increased.
No. Increase what now? Fire.
The prices of things in the markets are going up.
And yet, where somebody's...
The salary is still the same.
They bought t-shirt for you. You are wearing jeans. You are carrying cap. You are going about... Like a camel, like a sheep that doesn't have direction.
Mm.
Let's be here doing the same thing.
God will help us. God will help us. We have to go for a break. When we come back from the break, we'll be calm. Then we'll start music.
Let us introduce music to them briefly. Let them be mingling. Let them be thinking about it. Because our anger will not be the anger in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay, so we're just asking you this. Because it's by miracle we are surviving, everybody.
Uh-huh.
But think about it. Let us bring the miracles to the table. What is that thing that happened to you that I know that this is not normal? This is a miracle.
This could have been a miracle. An angel appeared and did something.
Yes. Or like now, how did you survive last month? Your salary finished on the 3rd. and you waited, you were alive.
My own finished the day.
Oh, so you try a miracle movie.
Yes.
So what is that miracle? What's that thing? No, I couldn't have paid for this school fees now.
It's not.
How did
possible.
I pay my rent now?
Ah.
How did I do it now? So let
somebody,
us bring it.
Don't
to
let me break into praise and worship.
Miracle.
Now. Come on. Nigerians, somebody.
Are we living by miracle or not?
Ew.
So put your own on the table. What is that thing that you've been doing consistently and you find like, how did I do it? How did I achieve it?
No, but sincerely, we're going to talk about the things that have happened that you could not comprehend, that you thought it was a miracle.
Yeah.
Think about it. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mary Anacone, his stretch. We'll be back. It's What's Up Lagos. Stay with us.
Do you? It's What's Up Lagos. Yeah, that's the background volume. Yeah. I don't know what John Jazz is waiting for.
Done. Jazzy, I don't know what you're waiting for. This is talent wasting here. Wasting away.
I thought you said you were going to go to McMill. Like,
yeah, no, that, I'll start. Charity begins at home.
But
Don Jazzy,
but Charity
here.
Doesn't recognize you there.
Charity is very naughty girl. But yeah, Don Jazzy, you are here in VI. Here. Come here. Just sign us. We have Bible.
Sign you
up. Sign her and me. Two of us do it. We do duet.
Okay, me, I'll just be doing.
That's your talent. She's the very east. We don't have time, John. Let's go straight to it. You got to get those miracles on the table. Let me just tell you this. There are things that has happened to me in my life that I check that. How did this, how did I, how, what would I have even done if this didn't happen? So we're asking you out there, you must have had those experiences. Can you kindly share with us? Let me just put this in perspective. Have you ever experienced anything you would term a miracle? Anything you will term a miracle, something that happened that logic can't explain. How did I get through school? How have I been surviving on 20,000 naira? How did I make it from here to there? How am I here today? Let's get to it as quickly as possible. Let's get to the phone lines. 0700 993 993 993. I'll take that again. 0700 993 993 993. And if you a small, what do you call, little woman with big God?
Small girl, big God. I
small
think that's
girl,
how
big God.
It.
Yes. 01465 7190. 01465 7190. Put it together and let's.
All right. Don't forget, you can send us a message on WhatsApp. Just also Twitter us with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. We'd like to hear what are your miracles.
Those things that happen. 0700 993 993 993. To the phone line straight up, or you get to call us on the ladies' special line 01465 7190 and give me my WhatsApp Lagos. What's up, Lagos? Is someone there? Okay.
That person was doing testing.
They did the same to you. Right, sis. It's 10:49. Let's get to it. Who has experienced that in life? What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
Please turn up your radio.
Your radio,
what's
please.
Up, Lagos?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Because I greet you, sir.
I greet you, Paz. What is your name?
My name is Chas.
Chas. C-H-A-S-S. Chas. Chas.
My name is Chas.
Chas, good morning, Jerry. Welcome.
Don't provoke like this.
Sorry.
Chas, share your testimony with us.
But you're too much. I wonder why God just never still looking
for. I'm telling you. Maybe it doesn't have fun.
When you begin the tap and the pack, I come to put my ears here.
Toro,
this thing na for two. This thing they happen at the gate. Another music they draw the background.
Yeah, I mean, why me?
No, I don't feel whine you now. But if I whine you, shall I go still make your team? Man, they do laga laga.
Hey, go ahead. Go ahead. You're a correct guy. Chas, so yeah, go ahead. Chas.
You know, you see, when I say the two will make person reason, see how I don't come this far. Boss, a year. By this time last year, I don't look around for almost 2 weeks. I don't feel they proud of 100 naira.
Wow.
I say, within the happen. I reason, but the good thing there be say, my papa God got my back. Yeah, be say, say you dey pray in the morning, the afternoon, the night. You dey pray in the morning, the afternoon, the night. You know, they see. Job like say, everybody will reach out to, they go they tell you another plenty story. You the one call person. No, I don't know, man of logic. I know use my forget help, but you job like say, you don't see a situation where have a clue for person. That can't be where Job experience, where God just look at my see this guy on the way and go divert. But that was actually my story.
Wow.
But they crown it all a year after. If I don't come like, if I just work out, they won't come out like soft. This. Why I will thank you, come out. Soft. You know, they follow me, come back because soft. I saw I go bye bye. You see, when I stand, they look like this. If I don't look style like this, you say they say future day very bright. My house like my hypo, then use watch.
Oh,
shit. I look like this.
Oh,
so that I go see myself. Yeah, they enter plane. I be like, see my Germany at the fly. I said, but me, I never still get international passport. So I be like, say, I don't be fly go Germany like this. He was there, but I give God all the glory. But this is what.
All right, we have to go. We have to go.
This is what the,
I like how he put
yeah,
it.
So,
like, see, like a movie.
Yes, they say just those times you pinch yourself. Can this be true?
Right.
Is this really me? I like that. That's a
like
good
he came
experience.
A long way. Okay, we're gonna go for a quick break. We'll be right back. It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. 4 minutes come past the 11 o'clock. I'm still Mary Anna Cole.
And my name is Stretch. There's a lovely morning and every other day.
And if Stretch ever tries to get into politics, we are. We have stuff against you. It's recorded. They cut it live. You don't have work, Abi.
Fama, you will see yourself. You will talk to my lawyer.
I'd like to say happy, belated happy birthday to Adebanke Odunuyi. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Banke. You said you're bringing cake. You said you're bringing
yes,
cake.
Yes, Banke, cake. Cake because me da.
Just, oh, she got
cake me da.
Cake wada.
Cake wada.
Yeah, why is
two of people? Us.
Yeah, not
cake me da.
Cake me da, two times.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
I want to say send a shout out to.
Yes. Mention his name for me. Let me tell you.
Want to say shout out to Yummy.
Yummy, happy birthday to
no,
you.
No, there's no birthday.
Happy anniversary. Yummy, happy life. We're just sending a shout out to you, Jerry. A shout out to you. We love you. You are a man plus. Yeah?
Yes.
We like what you do.
Yes, you're an amazing person.
Yeah, you're a wonderful guy. I heard a lot, man, but one day I'll see you. Don't worry. All right? Shout out. Not birthday. Right? It's not your birthday. When is your birthday, you will get the shout out. But right now, we're ringing the bell for you. You're the man. All right? Take this. Yeah. Keep loving us. Keep praying for us. Pray for me. There are some things I resist in this studio. You know what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
I'm not talking to you now. So, you will help me pray.
What are you resisting?
That the good Lord will save me. Hallelujah. You know what's up.
I've suffered in this studio.
Yes.
Anyway, so we were musing on miracles, but we've moved over to the 11 o'clock hour. It's time for us to talk about something really interesting.
Yeah.
Now, this is for the guys, and we're going to break this table this morning.
No carpenter available. Let's just break
the table
it.
Table is breaking forever.
Yes.
So there's a conversation that has been ongoing on social media, but I want to share a story that a guy posted. He said he was in Kenya.
Please listen carefully. Kenya or Uganda?
He was in Kenya.
Okay.
He said, while in Nairobi, I planned a date with this fine woman. I reserved a table at a high-end restaurant, bought flowers, and sent a ride to pick her up. Ladies and gentlemen, she turned up fully pregnant.
Okay, she did it fast. Okay, I see a pretty girl, and I start a conversation.
Yeah,
babe, can we hang out? Can we?
Mm-hmm.
She said, okay, why not? I see her picture. Ooh, awesome. And I go to a high-end restaurant, and I book a table 14, for me and my, blind date. Yeah? Then I go there, and I'm waiting. I don't order wine. I mean, the starters might be on the table. And she comes. I see her face. Okay, there she is. Then she comes with his stomach. She did. So she's pregnant.
And she comes fully pregnant. Fully, please fully. Add.
Not,
fully.
Not the kind of pregnancy you might
it's
miss.
It's not like she's like 2 months pregnant. Mm-mm. She's like fully.
Those pregnancies that will first enter the room before the person enters. So she's stepping in and the pregnancy comes in. Then she arrives and she says, okay, hi, John. And she comes to your seat.
Stretch, I'm not even playing.
Yeah.
She walks in, I'm the guy.
Yes, okay, she walks in, say, hi, John, how are you? Close your mouth now. You
will just be looking at the... Sorry, wrong table.
No, John, no, it's me, Marianne.
Yeah, I see the face, but I don't understand the other part of the body.
What do you mean the other part? Are you body shaming me? Can I just sit down at least?
Do you have like an ailment?
You've not even said welcome. You will hug her first.
Nah, mm-mm.
You won't hug her and say welcome.
Is this a joke? Where are the cameras?
You'll be a horrible guy. And the guy will say, hello, and sit down.
Sit down where? Excuse me. I met you because we want to have dates. Why did you not tell me that you're pregnant?
The discussion did not go there now.
I don't understand.
She's pregnant. Is it a disease?
She didn't want me.
But really speaking, she comes in. She prepares. She dresses up. She takes her bath.
This is like me hooking up with a guy on a dating app, and then you show up with your wife and kids.
Honestly, yeah, that's just the opposite. It's like, Junior, meet my blood date. This is my wife. Yeah, so we're about to just.
No.
In that situation, what will you do? You've already booked high end restaurant.
You sent flowers. You sent a car.
Yeah, everything is there.
Nah, man, I'm going back to wherever I came from.
Wine is there. They say, sir, what do you want for starters?
And that's when the waiter will come.
Yes. What do you want for starters? That's when, starters with who? She already started before today.
They will start you.
They will push you and you not start. So that's the scenario. If you were the guy, or if you even were the if let's assume just you were, what will you do?
Oh my goodness.
If that guy were your brother and he made a call, what will you tell him?
Sincerely, have you ever had a horrible, crazy, bizarre first date experience? And we'd like to hear them. Join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. You could also join the conversation on our WhatsApp and on Twitter with the hashtag WhatsUpLagos. We want to hear from you. If you're a lady, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. The phone lines.
All right. Let's get to it and find out what you think. Please give me my WhatsApp, Lagos. So we get to this. Let's do this. What's up, Lagos? Is that it? What's up, Lagos? Okay, you're
not so fine.
Okay.
You're not so fine.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, take hug.
Receive your healing. All right, so tell us. Go ahead.
I've had a date like that once, and I've dated the person up till now.
Whoa.
We met on Facebook.
Okay.
And we were shouting, so she came to visit me for the first time.
Yeah.
She didn't tell me that she was using crushes.
Oh.
When she came, I was like, I went to the park and picked her and all that. But outside of the crushes, she's a very nice person. I do that.
Okay.
And that is like 5 years back, and we are still dating for now.
Whoa. Wow. That's awesome. Just between you and myself, do you intend to take this further than dating? Is it in your mind?
Why not?
I just wanted to ask.
She's just the one holding back.
Oh, wow. You're the man.
Like my family would not accept her and all that.
No, you know something? Once you stand by her, once you give her that confidence, yeah? She will come with you. Just let her know that.
I am. She just
if you accept
that,
her, then they'll accept her.
She will work on it.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you just hold on. That's your love. That's your love, girl.
Yeah. Right. Why are you calling him girl?
Guy, sorry.
Honey, what's up with you?
Why are you calling me honey?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, sir. What's your name, sir?
My name is Andrew Omokoya.
Andrew, can you share your story with us? Is there something to share?
There's something to share.
Go ahead, Andrew. No.
Andrew, are you there? Oh.
Okay. Oh, no. Sorry about that.
Please call us back if you can, all right? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Turn off your radio. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir. What's your name, sir?
Yes.
Cheers to life. What's your name? Yeah, where are you calling from?
If I was in that position,
Ezra, what's your name, sir?
Oh, okay, sorry. My name is Chris from Ikoyi.
All right,
Chris,
go ahead.
Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So if I was in that position, I'd actually say, okay, sit down first. Let me ask you, wait till make you carry Belle come with me. Make we discuss her first, because I know I'm not.
Because you know what? She might be somebody's surrogate, and she's trying to search for love. So what's wrong with that?
No, she should finish loving me.
She should finish loving her baby. You know, so where
she's not her baby.
If she needs help, then we can do something about the help that she needs. But bringing a penalty to me is breaking my heart.
So your song will be Jackpa. All right.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's your name?
My name is Joy.
Joy, where are you calling from, Joy?
I'm calling from Egondo.
All right, Joy, what's have you had a situation like that, or do you want to advise this couple?
I want to share my experience.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Yes. Early last month, so I went on a date with a guy. He was chatting on Facebook for like 3 months.
Yeah.
So when we went for the place to meet, so the guy, I asked the guy, you, the type of person I want, asked me, I like a tall guy, someone that is like, because me, I'm tall. I like it tall. But when I saw the guy, he was very short, but I don't like him. So that was my own experience.
He was down to earth.
But what's wrong with the short guy?
She said she doesn't want now. How can she be looking down on her guy?
Me, I likes me a tall man too. That's why I have you here.
Whatever.
You tall. You dark. But you're almost handsome.
Yeah, I'm nearly beautiful, you mean. It's all good.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good prophet in me, so prophetess.
Thy kingdom come.
Tell your boyfriend, radio boyfriend, I'm buying your album now. That me and you are going to Israel to go and do our Christmas there.
And our pigrimage. And
your pigrimage.
So that it will not be a problem to us.
No, really. I will look for another Queen of Sheba.
I'm only going with the Queen of Sheba.
Okay,
look for another one. I'll look for another one.
No, there's no other Queen of Sheba.
I will look for another queen.
So I'm not a public handkerchief. Just stay cool.
I'll be a public handkerchief.
Yeah.
Okay, man. What will your advice, man?
Wife engaged is already engaged.
Okay.
Hello?
We are listening.
Yeah, once engaged. The Queen of Sheba is more than a suicide rope in your neck.
You
cannot do otherwise.
Sir, we'd rather die.
The Queen of Sheba, she is more than a suicide rope
around my neck. I would rather die, yes.
No, you will not die.
No, if there's rope around my neck, I'll die.
You should not die now. Okay. Your bad name now, Abamieda.
Abamieda is dead. Abamieda, I'm dead.
That's your bad name.
Okay.
Obayagbon.
Okay, Krimkum Krakum. And to do your job here,
she,
what's all this?
She really cracks me.
Your job.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. It was inside.
Good morning.
Sir, good morning, sir.
You see that pregnant girl?
Yes.
She has a very loud advertisement.
Yeah.
Hanging on her.
Okay.
And the advertisement is saying, oh, I'm not available.
But she's available. She showed up.
Why did she come for the blind date? To eat food?
She came to enjoy herself now.
That's
just like, see, just like the advert. The advert I want to talk about.
Mm.
You see, there's this very, very common advert that we get on your station now.
Mm.
You know, we hear Kanda for Lagos, we hear Atiku for Nigeria, we hear Obi for whatever, you know, all those adverts. I enjoy them, but you see, your station, the advert that you do, what is the difference between that, those adverts and those people that went to the TBS to campaign for their...
Let me say something. Nigerians are awesome. So this topic now, you have moved it into politics.
Yes, because you did the very wrong thing.
No, no, no.
Yay.
Not here.
Yay.
No.
Oh.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Oh, Chimo. What's up? What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cheers to life.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Hey, thank you. Good morning, ma. Good morning, sir.
Please turn off your radio. Walk away from it quickly.
I greet you very well.
Please turn off your radio. Turn off your radio, okay?
Already, I've turned it off already.
All right, what's your name, sir?
My name is Enahoro. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
All right, Enahoro, go ahead.
Now, the lady, maybe she wants somebody to take care of the baby for her.
She got to her family.
Maybe that's why she's engaged with another person. Maybe the man that got her pregnant.
No, guys, she's not engaged. Nothing on her shows that she's married or anything. She just showed up with a big stomach.
Pregnancy call.
But
we don't know.
She could have been a surrogate mother.
She laughs.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe she needs somebody to care for her. That's why she
came for the
somebody that would talk with.
Okay.
That can assist in doing taking care of her. That's all.
Okay.
But you see, the idea of a surrogate mother is that whoever is responsible for the pregnancy, they're taking care of you. But then I'm guessing that maybe her window for dating is shutting down and she wants to go out and have a good time.
With his stomach.
Even though she has a stomach. And there was no room to explain. So
she can't explain on the way we're chatting. What do you think? No room to explain.
I'm just saying.
So she's going to get 2-bedroom flowers and to come room.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Okay, you're in the office. Are you in the office?
Hello. Yes.
Okay, don't worry. Okay. Well, let's whisper. Go ahead. What's your name, please?
My name is Faith. I'm calling from Ikweda.
All right, Faith. Let's talk quickly. Sorry, before they know we're talking.
So, the thing is for the guy to actually have a conversation with the lady. But what if the lady is now actually pregnant, that she just have a big tummy?
I don't want that kind of person near me. big tummy without pregnancy.
That's why you know Joy, I asked the same question, that maybe she has an ailment, maybe something that swells somebody's stomach up. You never know.
The most important thing for the guy to talk to her, understand, like, for her to show up. I think it's just she's interested or something.
Okay, so
the guy should know if you want to take care of her and the baby
or the stomach. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
We got messages, do we? Do we have any messages?
They're interested in the calls.
Okay, so keep the calls coming in. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Ladies, call 01465-7190. And for those of you who are just joining us and you're wondering why we're laughing so hard, we're talking about the extremist dates that you've been to, or the most surprising date experiences you've had. For example, this young man was in Nairobi and he obviously had been chatting with this woman and he invited her on a date. So what he did was he bought flowers, you know, sent her a driver, went to a high-end restaurant and waited for her.
And
guess what, guys?
Appeared. Alas.
She showed up.
The Bible will say, alas, she came with pregnancy.
Lo
and behold.
She showed up with a big belly.
A pregnancy you cannot ignore. You know, that kind of pregnancy, okay, maybe her stomach is just big. This one is the one that entered before the body.
Fully developed belly.
Yes, just once.
So if you were in his shoes, what would you do? And have you had anything crazy like experience on your first date? Join the conversation. We'd like to hear from you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Dear, please call us back if that was you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. What's your name?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Wisdom, go ahead.
Hello?
We can hear you, Wisdom. Go ahead.
I need a job.
Okay.
Let me see if I need a job. Hello, good morning. What's up? Sorry about that. Call us back. 0700-993-993-993. I'm laughing. I'm just remembering. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Or you can call 01465-7190. All right, back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Itayo.
Itayo. Ipayo, where are you from?
I'm from Lagos, yeah.
Okay. Okay, go ahead, Ipayo.
Hey, my brother, I'm happy. The way you are doing your job, I'm happy. God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
And my brother, what is bothering me here in this country today? The thing that's bothering me.
Okay. Guys, I'm really sorry, but you see, we're not talking about Sound Off, and Sound Off is not to be discussed. And Sound Off was 10:15 earlier on in the day. So we're talking about something totally different. Or maybe you called the wrong radio station. I'm thinking.
Let's go to the phone lines and show someone is. What's up, Lagos? Oops, sorry about that. Call back if you can.
Sorry.
0700-993-993-993. Or you call us on 01465-7190. In a situation where a guy is on a blind date thinking he's going to meet his baby, he's seen her picture and she appears pregnant, very pregnant. At a date, he's sitting on the table and waiting. What do you expect him to do? And if you've had any situations like that, how did you treat it? Mm-hmm. What did you do?
Mm-hmm. Join right. The conversation. All right, let's take this call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, sorry about
jamming,
that.
Jamming, the lines are jamming, jamming.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Is that the rap version?
What's up, Lagos?
No, don't shout it.
Sorry. What's up, Lagos?
This one happened to me.
Okay.
You understand? I've been dating this girl for like 7 years.
You've been dating her?
Yes. She's been posting the picture of a boy. And the boy is about 14 years old.
Okay.
So due to the situation that she stays with her elder brother, and her elder brother is married with kids, so the baby looks so much like her.
Okay.
And she looked like her brother. So I was thinking that, okay, is the brother's...
Child.
Do you know that? I was just like, okay, I think this thing, this relationship is in a very... Let me just take it to another level. I'm just talking about it deep within me. I did not, like, hope to her that, okay, I want to, like, us to move on.
Yeah.
Then one very evening, she called me, ah, baby, I want to tell you something. I can't say I was with. Ah, maybe if I tell you, you will get me angry. You leave me. I can't say, did you choose someone? She can't say no. Okay, did you went and buy someone? She can't say no. I can't say, did you went and dash your aquara to someone? She can't say no. I can't say, it's all right, now just talk to me. Do you know that this 14 years old boy is her son?
Background.
All this while.
Wow.
That was a hit.
Back-to-back hit.
Yeah, we got to go for a quick break. Mm. And when we come back, we're still talking about incredible, crazy first date experiences. It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria. In for his stretch, I'm Marianne. And it's still What's Up Lagos. We'll be right back after this messages.
What's up, Lagos? What's up? 11:44 on the clock.
Yeah.
We got a few minutes to get out of here. We got a message that I think we should read much later. If the phone stops working right now, we'll use that phone to read that message that we wanted to read earlier.
But just in case you're just joining us for the first time, a young man was in Nairobi, maybe for work or for business, and he was chatting up with this nice lady on the phone, and he decided to plan a date for both of them.
Let's go on a date.
Yeah, and so he went to a high-end restaurant, made a reservation, sent her a car and flowers.
Keywords, high-end.
High-end.
Not Buka.
So it's not just like, no, it's a posh place. Mm-hmm. And then... you know, he goes to the restaurant and sits there,
down. They give him wine. Ask him, sir, do you want starters? No, I'm waiting for my date. Then all of a sudden, he saw pregnancy vest entered, then the body. You know how pregnancy vest moves in?
No, let's say in the guy's voice.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, she showed up fully pregnant.
In other words, the belly came, then the body followed, and she was well-dressed. How high?
For the date.
And she went to where he was sitting.
I'm going to be stunned the whole time.
My jaw will be on the floor.
When she's even calling my name, I'm like...
I'll share my best certificate. It's not me.
Wrong table.
So we're asking, have you had any kind of first date experiences that could be in this class.
Like bizarre.
I doubt.
this is the height of it. But we want to hear from you guys. Join the conversation 0700-993-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. We want to hear from you. But we got WhatsApp messages coming in, so let's quickly take those.
A couple of messages here. Good morning, K-Joy from Yaba. What's up, Lagos? So, my worst date experience was dating a guy for 2 years without seeing him. Finally, when meeting him, he was blind. He never told me. It was really disappointing. Why was that?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Another one. This is long, but we'll do it quickly. It says, I'm Tony from Warri. Well, tell my last date. My last date was a bit like this, but hers was a very severe fire burn. It affected her arms, legs, and face. The face isn't bad now on her arms, but the one on her leg looked like she was wearing long sock. When I saw it, I wanted to run away. Not like run away, but I wasn't comfortable. But after the date and her story, I felt so sorry for the situation she had passed through, and bad for my initial concerns towards it. In many ways, she was very unique to me because of her scars, and I'm seriously in love with this lady. We met about 3 months ago. I've introduced her to my father. She's the best lady I've ever met in my lifetime, and I can't wait to be with her forever.
Ooh,
that is so sweet.
So sweet.
All right, this person also has some misgivings, but let's just read it and I'll edit where I can. Good morning, what's up, Lagos? I once had a funny experience. I met a lady in the bus in the night. I was captured by her very bright complexion. She looks like Uyibo, even in the dark, on her DP also. We got on well on the phone, but when we eventually met, I saw that she was an albino. I don't think anything is wrong with being an albino. Nothing is wrong with that, he says, but certainly I wasn't prepared for that, and we're not dating. Kazim from Ejibo. All right, Kazim, thank you for that message. But really speaking, you've heard the story. It's about the person, not the case.
I could be
person,
dark, I could
honestly.
Be skinny, I could be tall, I could be fat. That's not it. This lady, it's a non-disclosure wahala.
Yeah. I think that message.
Yes. I think I needed to read a message, a non-disclosure. I've got a message that I want to read out because it's very detailed.
Quite hilarious, actually. But
yes.
It went to the point. She didn't tell everything. He just assumed a lot.
Yeah. So let me read that message. Yeah. This one says, the matter is a simple case of non-disclosure in a situation demanding full disclosure. However, both parties may need to answer some questions. Number one, what was the guy expecting? What was his discussion with her and the motive for the date? He just assumed that she was not pregnant, right? Then why did she also withhold information of her pregnancy date from him? Because that's very important. Now, the two of them, according to this message, don't enter one chance. Make the guy order food, eat small, excuse himself, go peace. Then he jackpot from there. I've been waiting one do. Or chop and pay for the food and drinks, leave the place and forget the matter. Yeah. Like, loss be that. He now said, may God no punish her, make the owner of the belle chase the girl, come the high-end restaurant.
So what are you doing, my girl?
That's her like a boss.
Don't you see she's pregnant? What are you doing, my girl? You know?
Say I is, was,
You know, but really, I have also seen a guy, this guy in the UK, he went to a hospital to see someone. Then he saw a pregnant girl in that hospital who got pregnant, and the person that had the pregnancy ran away, abandoned her. And they struck it off while she was pregnant.
No, come on.
No, they struck it off.
You have got to be crazy.
Let me finish. So they struck it off, and he was with her all through. The girl had the baby, and now they're married. She had the baby. They're married, and they have children of their own.
You've got to be...
So the child was white. He's black. So the rest of the kids, he has 3 kids now, 2 kids from them, 1 kid from that person that said...
You've got to be kidding.
It'd be a Nigerian guy like that. So when he told the story, his family thought he was going crazy.
Like, you have to be raving mad.
But I like this girl. And they're married till
date. I'm pregnant. Please come and like me. I'm joking. I'm not pregnant.
9 years down the line and they're still going on.
That's really crazy. But I mean, it let me say it like our church people. It ended in praise.
Yeah. It ended in praise.
We got just two minutes on the clock. So I'm going to quickly take one more call before we wrap things up here. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yeah, what's up?
Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Emeka from Badagi.
Emeka, go ahead,
please.
If I'm in that position...
Emeka, go away from your radio. Walk away from your radio, please.
Yeah. If I'm in that position, I will welcome the lady.
Okay. Why?
My reason is that she's pregnant does not make her a bad person.
Okay.
And then... the reason of we having a date might not be for the baby. Okay. Because I'm looking for somebody I have mind intercourse with, not
body intercourse.
Yes, mind intercourse.
Okay. All right.
I'll have a discussion with her.
Yes. And find out
if it's truly the person I need in my life.
Wow, aww. That is, there are many.
Emeka Beke.
Emeka Do we find love?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Are you there?
Nobody's home. All right, well.
we leave, but.
We have to go.
Not before we say this. You could actually find true love in strange places.
But, yeah, of course.
Yeah, but when that kind of thing comes, how do you first react?
I think you need to... Well, I mean, it's normal. If you're human, you're going to react weirdly. For me, I'm going to laugh. I'm going to be stunned. I'm going to start asking a lot of questions,
yeah,
really.
Fast.
Tell me. Shay, this baby is shy. It's not...
Who's the diary? Mm. All right. I honestly would have preferred Germany. Okay, he's talking about football now.
Oh, no.
We have not reached there yet.
Anyway, yeah. We have to go. Thank you, Lagos, for being part of the conversation today. We enjoyed ourselves. Next time you're chatting with somebody, make sure that you try to sneak a peek first.
Aska, are you pregnant?
You see, I like Lagos. I like Nigerians. We go wait for corner to see where you go. What outfit are you wearing?
What are you wearing?
Yeah,
I'm the one in the red dress. The one in the red dress that is pregnant. Yes, I'm not here.
We've got to go. My name is Mary Anacol. Thank you so much for being here. Don't forget, you have to follow Nigeria Info on all its social platforms.
So, yes.
And subscribe, like our YouTube page. It's Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, MIMIEYO. Or you could just search for Mary Andrew Kokone everywhere.
All right, I'm Stretch Original. One word on Instagram. You'll be happy you were there. And Stretch Cool.
What are
on
you serving
Twitter.
Us?
Whatever. We'll be back tomorrow, same time. Stay with us. Stay with this station. Don't touch that dial.
Mm-hmm. More World Cup matches coming up later on
4 p.m. Yeah.
Yes. All right, have a beautiful day. Up next is, of course, The Sunny Side with Joyce.
I'll take you to Lagos. Welcome to Lagos, right here.